Now that you've had a breath of fresh air, you can clear your mind so we can mind your business. Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast with Dr. Shelley Crampton. This podcast is to explore some of the key words and develop a better understanding of what trauma therapy actually is. I, Michaela, will be your host along with LaShanda, the island therapist, and Dr. Shelley Crampton, who is a certified trauma therapist with a doctorate in community care and traumatology.
Can we just...
I'm not sure I can re-say it.
This is going to be like a real short tidbit talking about intimacy and what it is. Yeah. And we were just having a real quick conversation. And Shelly's going to tell us her explanation, not really explanation, but really break down intimacy, you know?
Yeah. My version, and look, this is just my version of what I think it means. Opinion here. I think sometimes we mistake attachment for intimacy, and we mistake attachment or admiration even for love. Mm-hmm. Okay. Love is safe and trusting, and it's built on trust. I don't know. Gottman says it is built on trust. So I think a lot of times we can just admire a person and say, oh, look how they light up a room, or they're laughing and they're having fun. And I love that about them. I love it. I love these things about them. But when I'm with them or I'm alone and I feel unsafe, or I feel like I can't share my true emotions, mm-hmm. or I feel like I can't be my authentic self, that's not love. Mm-hmm. That's admiration. That's, I admire that person as a person. I admire them. And you can like a lot of people, and a lot of people can like each other. Mm-hmm. But love is based on something much different. It is, again, it has to have safety. Mm-hmm. It has to have trust.
There is a psychologist, and I can't remember his name. I was trying to look it up. But we were doing a marriage and family therapy course during our program. And Dr. Van de Hey, he quoted this. He's so good with that. Mm-hmm. I will give him a quick shout out. He's so good with that. Mm-hmm. And he goes, intimacy is being able to find yourself in someone else. Mm. Find a part of you that you can feel, not just that you connect to, but then you can be the most vulnerable part of you, mm-hmm. and feel okay that somebody isn't going to leave, mm-hmm. and feel safe with that person. Ooh. And feel like, at this point, I'm paraphrasing, but feel like you are no longer awkward or questioning yourself. Mm-hmm. And when he broke that down for me, I really had to ask myself, shoot, when was the first time I've ever been intimate with someone? Mm-hmm. Not the last time, the first time.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yeah. When was that?
Don't know.
You don't know?
Safety.
Even in this moment, I still don't know.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, because I think some of us have substituted sex for intimacy, mm-hmm. or sex for love, mm-hmm. or just admiration or attachment.
Right.
And attachment, I don't mean like the building bonds of, you know, relational things between a child and a mother, mm-hmm. not that kind of attachment, but the emotional attachment of, I need you.
Mm-hmm. Those bondings, those kind of bondings, mm-hmm. of... Sometimes it might look like codependency, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes it might look like there's no way I can go to this concert without you there because we must experience this together. There's no way I can go to the shop without you there because you are my quote unquote safe place or my safe person. You know how Grey's Anatomy says it, you're my person, mm-hmm. you know?
I don't really have a problem with that as much as having a problem with when we think it's safe and it isn't, it's just familiar.
Mm, that's good.
Because a lot of times people always ask me, why do certain people pick abusive people when they had abuse in their home? Well, because it's familiar. They don't, no one intentionally goes out and says, oh my goodness, I hope I find an abusive person like my father. You know what I mean? Really, that would be so weird. But some element of the love bombing, or the just overall feeling makes you feel, what I say, at home. For me, home is peace and safety and goodness and love and those kind of things. But for other people, home isn't that. Mm-hmm. They have an idea that they've fantasized is home. And it's familiar when they start to go, I connect to that person and I don't know why. They feel like they're family or I've always known them. And sometimes that's good.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just familiarity. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? I don't know. That's my theory. That's the Shelley theory, not necessarily. I wouldn't, bank on that.
Yeah. So intimacy. Y'all have fun with that.